The word today is sun. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. There are 208 names for Jesus in the Bible, but one of the most common is Son of God. This is a reference to the second person in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Here from our archives with a review of some of the other names for Jesus is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Son.
I have been studying the names of Jesus throughout the Holy Scriptures. There are some beautiful, beautiful names for Jesus in the Old Testament. I love, for instance, the themes of the coming of Christ and the themes of his ruling over all things. He is the Lord. He rules over all things. I like the names that Jesus has. Now, if you add the New Testament names, there are 208 different names for Jesus in the Holy Scriptures. And each of those names has a particularly beautiful meaning attached to them. It's a beautiful, beautiful study. Some weeks ago, I studied with you the fact that John, the 14th chapter, John 14, has three of these names for Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I just love the 14th chapter of John, by the way. It is so beautiful, and it's a beautiful chapter to use whenever you're witnessing to somebody who wants to know the way to heaven. Because in John 14, Jesus makes it very clear there is no way to heaven except through him. No one comes to the Father except through the Son. The Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is one true God, and there's no way to know that true God except through the Son, Jesus Christ, whom the Father sent, and whom the Holy Spirit worked conversion in our hearts to believe this and to have faith in this and to trust in Jesus as our Savior. So God himself is the one that makes the rules, so to speak. How are you saved? You are saved through the forgiveness of your sins. And how can you get the forgiveness of your sins? There's only one way. You can't do it yourself. You can't bargain with God or buy God's forgiveness. It is something that cannot be earned or cannot be bargained about. It has to be given freely from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He came to this earth. The whole message of Christmas, the fact that Jesus Christ, true God, came and took on human nature, born of the Virgin Mary, and became God and man, and suffered for us on the cross and died in our place, that message of salvation is the only way that we can have forgiveness. To believe that Jesus died in our place and that he gave us forgiveness through his death and earned for us the salvation that we now have is a free gift from God to all those who believe in Jesus as their personal Savior. Now, these names for Jesus, as I began to mention to you, are so plentiful and so many in the Scriptures, 208 of them. I'd like to, as I began to talk about John, the 14th chapter, the way, the truth, and the life. These are some of the greatest names for Jesus. I just love that. Jesus doesn't say in his word that he knows the way. He doesn't say that. He says he is the way. He is the way through his suffering, death, and earning for us our forgiveness, giving it to us as a free gift by the power of the Holy Spirit, which converts us and causes us to believe. This is what salvation is. God gave us the gift of salvation, and God enables us to believe in the gift of salvation through the Holy Spirit, through God himself. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has worked out for us our entire salvation. Now, when Jesus says, I am the way, he's talking about his coming, dying for us in our place on the cross. He is the way. The only way of forgiveness is through Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And in John, the 14th chapter, by the way, in that chapter, he states very clearly, there's no way to come to the Father except through him. If you don't know Jesus, you don't know the way of salvation. If you don't know Jesus, you do not have salvation, because he is the only way to have eternal life. It is so fantastic. And then he says he is the truth. You know, people are always trying to find the truth. You know, it's amazing to me how many programs there are that try to ask questions and try to resolve problems. Now, I'm not only talking about those that are trying to solve problems criminally or socially or educationally, but I'm talking about any question, anything you have to know the answer to. Christ is the truth. And you can find the answer in God's word to any problem or any need that you have. It's there. He will guide and direct you, and then by his own Holy Spirit, God will enable you to understand and know the truth. Now, if you're searching for truth, it's in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. He is all truth. And I like the analogy in the name. He said, he is life. Well, you know, there is no hope if there isn't any life. And in Jesus Christ, there is life not only for this life, not here, this side of heaven, but also eternally, eternal life, life that goes on after death, the resurrection, the certainty that there is a heaven. There is a hell, of course, also, and the unbelievers will be there with Satan eternally. The believers will be with Christ in heaven eternally, without end. There's no death in heaven. There's no sin. Therefore, there's no death. There's no aging. It will be the glorious, wonderful joy of being with God eternally. It's the way Adam and Eve were originally when God created the world in the Garden of Eden, and they had a relationship with God. We will have that relationship eternally with Christ in heaven. It will be never-ending, no sorrow, no tears. Not a single tear will be shed in heaven, because it is totally joy and peace, harmony and happiness. You know, the study of the names of Jesus, and I'll just mention again so it sinks in, there are 208 names for Jesus in the Holy Scriptures. And one of these, some of these are very similar, by the way. When you're talking about Jesus as the Son of God, he is also referred to in Scripture as the Son of Man. I think that confuses some people, because they say, well, right there, it's saying that he's human. No, it's not. It's saying that he was incarnate as true God. He came, and the Holy Spirit conceived in Mary, and she conceived and bore Jesus Christ in his human nature. So he was both God and man. And so the phrase Son of God, Son of Man, there are so many different words attached to that phrase Son. Let me read some of these to you here. He is, these are all from the Holy Scriptures. He is Son, it simply refers to him, Son of Abraham, Son of David, Son of God, Son of Man, Son of Mary, referring to his human nature, Son of Righteousness, they're referring to his holiness, Son of the Blessed, referring to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Son of the Eternal Father, again referring to the Father, Son of the Everlasting God, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of the Most High God. Now, all those phrases refer to Jesus as Son. It's just a fantastic list. You know, there are other words like the Rock. Beautiful, beautiful illustration. David used that as one of his illustrations to show that we could have safety, peace, a joy of knowing that we cannot be harmed unless it's with God's knowledge, if he permits it. But we are safe in him. There's also the word Rock of Heaven. Beautiful illustration for the name of Jesus. I like the fact that I've heard an analogy that people talking about the rock, if you're in a desert and the sun is beating down, you better find a huge rock or a boulder somewhere and then get behind that so that you're in some shade and can get out of the blistering sun. I like that analogy. In other words, our safety also is in Jesus Christ. We can find security then there also in him. I want to refer here, we don't have that much time in each of these broadcasts to cover too many of these names, but I like the word servant. Jesus Christ wants to be our servant. He wants to serve us by dying in our place, by taking our sins upon himself. You know, it's such a beautiful analogy, and he teaches us in his holy scriptures that true love is as we serve one another, as we give up our life for one another, as we help one another. That's what true love is. And it defines love as laying down your life for others. It is also the analogy that is used in the Holy Scriptures to define marriage, where a husband and wife lay down their life for one another and say, we will serve one another, we will protect one another, we will live for one another. It is our desire to be united. All of this, back again to that phrase, Son, Son of God. He is the true God, and he is the beginning and the end. One of the references is in Revelation, the Revelation of John. It's in the 22nd chapter, verse 13. It says there, if we were to translate this from the original languages, we would say the first and the last, the beginning and the last. And in the scriptures, it's translated, he is the Alpha and Omega, the first and last letters of the alphabet. If we were to translate that into English, the A and the Z. In other words, from beginning to end, without end, the first and the last, he is everything, the Alpha and the Omega. I tell you, it is the completeness of Christ. He is everything. Without him, you really have nothing. With him, you have everything. It's just beautiful to know that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. Through him, we have the gift of eternal life through our forgiveness of sin.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org. to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.